Ariana lives in Minnesota. When she was about 7 weeks old, she was diagnosed with a rare genetic kidney disorder. Her father, Jeremy Booth, says since then, dialysis has kept her alive.
She's on dialysis treatments every night. They usually last about 10, 12 hours. So she gets on right when she gets to bed, and she gets taken off when she gets up in the morning.
Tired of seeing her daughter suffer, Ashley Booth posted a plea for help on Facebook. Some 2,400 kilometers south in Florida, Christy Harding, also a mother of a young girl, saw the appeal. Harding decided to offer her own kidney if it would match.
I can't imagine waiting for that phone call to say, yes, somebody has made the decision to save your daughter's life.
When the Booths received a call confirming that Harding was a match and willing to donate her kidney, Ariana's mother was overwhelmed with emotion.
I wanted to cry, I wanted to smile, I wanted to laugh. My son was standing there, and tears were coming out of my eyes. He says, Mom, who is it? What's wrong? And I said, nothing. These are happy tears. Ariana's going to finally get a kidney.
The surgery is scheduled for early May. Clarissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.